just plugging in a solder sucker and watching gun smoke, so I'll turn gun smoke off there. I can probably miss a little.
You can't do that. Matt might get next to Miss Kitty.
I think it's past his time now.
Yeah, I hear you. So what are you solder sucking on?
Antenna switch. And I just got some new solder sucker equipment here, and my old one's getting inefficient. It's not a vacuum station or nothing. These are really nice for desoldering things. They're an inline pencil, and they're 40 watts, and they really work great if you're taking components off a circuit board.
Vintage where you remember the wick wire.
Laying over here on the counter about 3 feet from me. I never did care for it, but I've seen guys use it very effectively.
Yeah, it worked pretty good. If you were out in the field and you didn't have a bench and a station to work at, that was about all you had.
What I used was Edson, E-D-Y-S-N, solder suckers. They were really good.
Thing where you cock it and pull the trigger and it suck out a little bit, and then you re-cock it again?
I mean, with my mouth full of Honeycrisp apple and caramel here. Ooh, that thing's smoking means it's brand new. These things are excellent, though. For $6.95, you can get them out of Florida. And I got one of those, new, that looked like the Edson. But the Edson was always the go-to one back then. They were blue with a yellow tip on them.
The one where you push the plunger down and then you trigger it and it sucks it out, right?
Yeah. I used to have to take out integrated circuit 16 and 20 pin ones, a lot of them. And it worked once or twice, and then pattern on the circuit board, you'd suck it off.
That's why I kind of like that wick wire better. It wouldn't pull stuff that you didn't want pulled.
But I don't think you could use it on integrated circuits. Transistors, you probably could, but integrated circuits.
Whoa.
Drop that board there. Don't want to do that. This is just a fun project. The legs were too close together, Steve. They were, 30 seconds of an inch apart.
We use the wick wire on the component side. I always flipped the board over and tried to suck the solder out from the side where it was soldered.
This is we talk. Well, of course, that's the way you done it. But I'd like to see you do that with wick wire on a 16-pin 7400 integrated circuit or a CMOS one that's 4000 without running it. Pretty well being possible, I think.
No, listen. I had a hairpin grabber heat sink, and I'd work it on a 32-pin MEPROM. And it was no problem.
Yeah, this ain't working out good. Well, you were very good then, Steve, because that would have just been a big mess on what I was looking at. But if you done it on a 32-pin one, heaven help us, you were good at it. But the separation in those pins is very little. And I don't know. It seemed like it'd be impossible, but obviously it wasn't because you done it.
Yeah, like I said, what I did was I used one of those coal solder guns and one of those little battery-powered ones so that the heat wouldn't accumulate. and I used a, what I called it was a hair clamp. It was like a clamp that you put on the EEPROM side that was adjustable, and you just latch that on to the pins on the component side, and then go to the opposite side and start pulling it off. And after about 15 minutes worth of work, you could lift that chip.
I know what you're talking about. We used to have to take a little tab off of the programmable EEPROMs and then reprogram them or erase them with the ultraviolet and then reprogram them. I didn't do that myself. There was a guy there that was modifying the machine for us one time that did that. And he was trying to make the tool changer work on a Hillier CNC three-axis machine. Boy, he had his hands full. I don't know how many times he had to take those EEPROMs out of there.
How about that? Well, what I was working on was a little more simple. It was a fully automated processor that would control the temperature of the chemical and the speed rate of the film going through the chemical, and it would control the timing for the next feed. It was about 12 or 14 different functions that EEPROM would control. And finally, after about 3 or 4 years where they didn't really make any updates or changes to that machine, I came across a used reader burner. And I picked that thing up, and lo and behold, I was getting phone calls from the manufacturers. Why aren't you buying any more of our EEPROMs?
This is N0TR. Roger. Yeah, these are EEPROMs. And he finally got it to go, but that thing was a headache to work on. That one panel had 729 four-pole double-throw relays in it, and then over behind it was another cabinet with the motor generator set in it, and any one of those relays you go out, they were in decades to count the position of the machine tool, and as like, for example, the spindle come down, it was turning through a belt configuration. It was turning a binary-coded decimal box up on top that had fingers on it that were the contacts, and they were spinning at a wild rate, picking up these four-pole double-throw Potter Brumfield relays at a blazing speed with palladium and rhodium contacts on it. And if that thing got a speck of dust in it or carbonized in it, it was just a nightmare to work on.
I think today that controller is all on an 8x10 board now.
Yeah, I went through from vacuum tubes all the way to variable frequency drives there as I was getting out of it. And it was amazing. I married an SCR drive to a 100 horsepower 480 volt DC machine, and that was loads of fun. But it's amazing how they can look at the parameters and program themselves. You got a teach mode with them, you know, and it's just pretty amazing. And then I worked on a few robots, but not very many. It's amazing how far they've come, Steve, but the PLCs in particular.
You know what? Even PLCs, you know, like the traditional old PLCs, those are going away too. I just operate everything out of a small computer now, and it's just so slick now. It's just, you know, it just makes me sick.
The computers drive the drives out on the machinery. I worked in a printing shop, and you could do that in the office and then download it. I had a friend that used to do that all over the country. He was a Navy data systems technician guy. And I still keep in touch with him. He's a ham radio operator up in the Tulsa area, Owosso, Oklahoma. I seen him adapt a 32 spindle drive to one of those one time over at the Kansas City Southern shops that had 32 spindles on it, and he married that machine to it. He was an amazing man, far more smarter than me.
Well, there's the smart folks out there that know how to think and logic progression. Well, Bud, I just pulled up here at the bank, and I got to go put some in before they come and get me for taking too much out. So, I'll say 73, and I'll be back out in the vehicle here in about 15 minutes or so. So, I will talk to you soon, I hope. In 0TR, stay hand there. K4 VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve, take care. N0TR, clear. Back to work.